What happened again this week? I got
Shia LaMaisa and a fart. What should I do first? Shia LaMaisa or the fart on the parsha?
I don't know. Tell us which one.
The Shia LaMaisa is that this happened in yeshiva that the chazin forgot that we do Haicha Kedusha, so he's by Mincha, so he started saying quiet Shmoneh Esrei.
I like that one. Let's go with that one. We'll go with that one.
Okay, we'll go with that one first.
Unless it goes into Tum and Tahara.
Not Tum and Tahara, but you know, all Shilas go into something. Yeah. They don't just go into nothing. Okay. Yeah.
Are we going to talk about the Mocker that's really only by...
No, people? No, not... I'm going to just... it's about... The Shilas was... If he could switch, can he just start...
Out loud.
Davening out loud. He already said, Baruch Ata Hashem, quiet. Can he go and just start now? Like the people say, no, you know? Because, yeah. Right? Like, where are you?
He's a guest.
No, he wasn't a guest. I don't know what happened. He's dreaming. Yeah. He's, you know?
You want him to continue like Kenobakar saying?
No. Everyone's like waiting. Nu Chazin, what happened to you?
He's five words in. Now
what
do you want him
to do? Well, they didn't hop that he started. They thought he's just like sitting there. I saw he already went like that. He bowed down. He already started saying. So they thought like he's just not starting. So he was saying, start. So Lemaise, the Bacher just started over. He, you know.
I had the opposite where somebody started a hate Kedusha when they were supposed to
be quiet.
Yeah.
Oh, so
okay.
That's not a problem. Then just be mamish.
Well, except the embarrassment.
That is mamish the Shaila. The Shaila really at the end of the day is there a heter al tzkavad abrius? If he's embarrassed, can he start over? Is there such a heter in the world? In other words, he really started quiet, right? He's embarrassed because. Right, if he
that's exactly what it was, a kid and he didn't know.
Right, he didn't know. And now is he allowed to start over? Yeah, that is the shayla.
Repeat
Shem Hashem. Is he allowed to or not? Excuse me. He's going. Comes out. He says Shem Shemayim Vatal.
What about, exactly. Is he allowed to then go high and continue without having sin?
I don't think you can. I mean. I mean,
he
you need.
Knows, he probably
said. I hear. You're saying since, anyways, it's not really a whole chazaras shatz either way. I hear. I didn't think about that. I wanted to know if he could start over. That was the shaila I wanted to know.
He's not the shaila tzibur. You know, they sent him to say the whole thing out loud. He's not being
mekayim. So what?
I'm not sure.
I'm saying, okay, he didn't do the right job. Really, what they should have done and what Beryl was trying to get everyone to do, what they should have done was that the whole tzibur should just do quiet and we'll have a regular Shmoneh Esrei.
Right.
That was what Beryl was trying to do. But before anyone could do anything, the chazan just started over.
Right.
Started over. It was too late. The shayla's over. He started over. The shayla's, is there a heter if, let's say, right, there's a shul. Let's say it's a shul, right? And they're not starting. They're not doing quiet. No. Right? So the choice is either this guy's going to have to just stop and quiet. I'll be pretty embarrassed. And they'll send up another chazan. He'll stand next to him, and, right? That's, or is there any heter? I'll cover the breeze. He's embarrassed. Is that a heter? That's the question that I came to address.
What he did was the other. You're saying, is there a heter that can fill it?
Right, can he do that? Is there any heter he could really do that? Okay, that was the shayla. That's the shayla. Okay?
You make a mistake in movie, also.
You're saying you find such a thing that if he...
makes mistakes, you move it.
Okay.
That's
embarrassing. Yeah, it is true. It is true. So I'll give you an example. Okay, just to give you an example where you see such a kind of a thing at all, just to give you like some dogma, it says in the Mishnah Berura that if, let's say, the chazin, he davened lachash, and he has to go to the bathroom. And the din is it's usher to daven if a person is nitzach l'nekava. Suck the chavetz chaim. But if he's the shliach tzibur, he can just daven anyways, so it's covered a breeze. So is that any tzushtal at all here?
The
covered a breeze outweighs about the shaktsu. Here we're talking about a different isser. He's going to be saying Hashem Shemaim for nothing. right? If he starts, he already said, is that sounds worse. So that's exactly the question that I was coming to work on. Well, he writes it's Drabon. Chavetz Chaim writes it's Drabon about the Shachtz. I mean, there is a pasuk about the Shachtz, but to say about somebody who daven, that would only be a Drabon. Okay, so that's the shayla that I came to address. So he says like this. Well, yeah, he did fill it before. He says like this. There's two levels. There's if he can wait 72 minutes and if he can't. So he says, if he can wait 72 minutes, then it's usur, but the tefillah is still good with the eved. So then it's pashit that if the chazan could wait 72 minutes, he's covered a breeze, he could daven. He says, mi boyali, I don't know, if he couldn't wait 72 minutes, where over there, it's mamash ma'akiv, would cover the breeze even doicha that. I'll get into the details of that, and he lies on that tzarechi in gadol. He doesn't come out with the answer on that case. Okay? Yeah, okay. So here, I want to get through this shayla. Klor dibur.
That's shiur muskum b'chol, or is that
72 minutes?
I heard it's 30
minutes. No, it says parsa. Parsa is 4 mil. We always say a mil is 18 minutes. So 72 minutes. Up to more than 72 minutes is Osir Tadav and Shemin Esrei, but B'dievet, he did it. It's still a tefillah. If it's less than 70... Oh, I said the wrong way around.
Less than 72.
If you can't...
No. More than 72 is Osir, but B'dievet, it's good. And if it's less than 72, it's Pussel. The whole thing is Levatol, and he has to daven over. So he says... If the Mishabur Paskins, if the Chazan could wait 72, he's pshita to me that the Chazan is mutter because of Kavod HaBrias. What he doesn't know is what's a din if he can't even wait 72 minutes, is it still mutter and he leaves it off tzarechi and gone.
That's a tzarechi.
I just want to make sure
be a real tzarechi.
It was discussed already, but I'm going to want to get it clear. If I'm davening for the omen, I say Baruch Adash, I'm like, okay, I have a senior, and you go, me, can I just go, like, here, from like, it's like, Yaakov, and continue? When I said it, this way it's not a Baruch Batol, just continue.
Continue?
Do
I don't know. I don't know.
What's wrong with doing that?
Well, but I don't know if you could do that. You're not being moitzi anyways, you're saying.
And I'll cover the breeze.
I'm saying, can you just start by Kedusha? Let's say he's up to Mechayim Esim. Could you just go, Nekadesh? Can you do that? I didn't check. I don't know the thing. I mean, I never heard of such a thing. Can you do that? He didn't have. Everyone's dreaming. Then everyone wakes up. Hey, he's already up to Mechayim Esim. Okay. Is he allowed to do that?
Something has to happen to make it
a Tvila
Tvila.
Maybe. So maybe you have to start from the beginning. I didn't all aldaiti that.
Can you say Amen without hearing Baruch HaTashem?
Well, you'll hear the end Baruch HaTashem, though. Yeah, he's only said a few words in. Yeah, I didn't even know al daiti that side. I didn't think. I don't know. I'm talking about can he start over? Okay. So now no. So I don't know. I don't know. So okay. So
when and it's less than 72. So then how can you can't have shaila
If that's a suffix, then for sure here it should for sure be usher. Right? That's where I'm going to really end up. You're already getting to the end. That's where I'm going to really end up. I just want to go in order, get all the things straight. The first thing is, what isser are we talking about over here? What avera is it if a person starts saying, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melkei Aviseinu, and then he starts again? What avera is that? So there's two sugyas. There's the Gemara in Temura. The Gemara over there says that there's a pasuk in Kisavai. Im lo yisi shmer lasa, it says kol atora ha-ksuba liyira es Hashem ha-nichbar v'hanoira. And then the end of the pasuk is makas. It says Hashem is going to give makas. So v'hifla Hashem, he's going to give makas. So it says, what aveira is Hashem giving the makas for? It says something about liyira es Hashem ha-nichbar v'hanoira. So the Gemara says it means this person was. First, it says, "What is v'hifla Hashem esamakus? What einish is it referring to? Is referring to malchus, because v'hifla is exir shava to v'hipiloi v'hikol, v'hipiloi shev v'hikol. So it's malchus. So what aver did he do? So the Gemara says he did mekal chaver b'shem. The aver that he did was mekal chaver b'shem, And for that, he wasn't in the Yiras Hashem HaNichbad. He didn't have Moir Shemaim, right? He didn't have any Moir Shemaim. So Mamela, they give Malkus. They give him Malkus. So the Gemara says, how do you know that was the Aveira he did? Maybe the Aveira he did was a Set Shem Shemaim Levatala. And they're giving him Malkus for that. So the Gemara says, can't be, because you only give Malkus for a lav. So if it would be Mekal Chaveroi, that's a lav. Let's call him. Let's call Cheirish. We learn out for all people. But if it would be Moitzi Shem Shemaim Levatala, then we only have an essay, because it's from Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. And you can't give Malkus for an essay.
And so,
the Gemara doesn't bring Lassis at all. We'll get to that in a second. That's the Kasha of the Mechaschim. But the Gemara just brings down Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. And it's only an essay, so it couldn't be. So, going through this piece of Gemara, regular, it comes out that if somebody says, where does it say the Isser of saying Shem Shemaim Vatala? The answer is from Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. And the pasuk of Eliyuras Hashem Anichbar Va'anoyro is talking about Mekal Chaveiro B'Shem. There is a problem because the Rambam, bring the Rambam's Lashon in Shavuos, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Yud Aleph, V'loy Shavua Lashov Belvad Hishasura Ela Afilu Lahazkir Shem Min Hashemus Hamiyuchadim Vatolos. It's even also to do Meitzi Shem Shemaim Vatola V'Afal Pi Shaloi Nishba. So Rambam is still bringing the pasuk over there. So the Chai Yodam asks this kasha on the Rambam. Which one of the Shemois?
Yeah.
He says Shem min Hashemus
hamyuchadin.
Any one of the Rambam has, there's seven of them, and any of them.
So Shem is one of them. Right?
Sure, that's one of them. The same problem is that the Haredim quotes the Ramban. I don't think we have this Ramban. He says the Ramban Pirish Beshitas Nedorim Shaloi. Hamazker Shem Shemaim Levatolo. Let's say somebody was Mashkin from Levatolo. Afki Loi Nido Shumadam. Even if they don't put him in Nidu, you know, there's a whole Gemara there that if you see someone do Shem Shemaim Levatolo, you have to put him in Nidu. Even if no one did, Hu Yachlitz Minolov. The person has to take his shoes off himself. V'yesh Bakarka Benidui. Vivakesh mishloisha sheyatiru loy, and he has to ask three people to matter him. Va'oz behachna v'nislach loy. V'imlav, if he doesn't do this, alei itmar imloy tishmoir v'goyimer liyuras Hashem anichbar v'anoyro. And then there's going to be makos, a makos of the children. That's the aver that it says in that pasuk. So again, Rav Yochum Fishel says, I thought the Gemara said it's not pshat. Well, it's the same problem. The Rambam and the Ramban, they both have the same problem. So, Hamuchrach, I mean, it's obvious that the Rambam and Ramban hold, no, that is the Pashup Shah in the Pasuk. Le'yira es Hashem anichbar va'anoyra means the person said Shem Shemayim levatolah. And it says Hashem's going to punish. The Gemara just is saying that we have a Gzeir Shava, that it's talking about Malkus. What could the Malkus be for? The Malkus couldn't be for saying Shem Shemayim Levatala because it's only an essay. So, okay, the Malkus must be for Mekal Chaveiro B'Shem. But the Gemara never meant to say that the Pashup Shah and the Pasuk is not talking about Meitzi Shem Shemayim Levatala. That's just Pashup Shah.
That's a big klal.
That
you have two
things. Right, and it comes out the
Pashup.
You have some deep shooting.
And you can learn halachas from it.
Exactly.
Not just Pashup and the Pasuk, like the Rashbam would say.
They're using it lemaisa, so it comes out that the place where it says the aveir shem shemal tol is es Hashem lekecha tira. However, the Rambam say that the oinish for doing that is mentioned in the other pasuk over there in the pasuk pshat of the pasuk. Fine.
In Ein Azara, how can you give
oinish? There is an essay that's enough for Hashem to give oinish. It's not enough for Malkus. But in other words, it is a big aveir. In other words, we see it's a very chamor aveir. The Torah is writing very strict things about it. Okay, so now the kash is like this. Because in Brachas, on Lamed Gimel Almed Aleph, it says, Kol ha-mevorech bracha she'ein otzricha over b'loisisa. Over there it says that for a bracha it's loisisa. And the Rambam in Hilchas Brachas, Perek Aleph Halacha Tesvav, Kol ha-mevorech bracha she'ein otzricha, harei zeh noisei shem shemayim l'shav, v'harei hu kenish b'l'shav. So the Minchas Chinuch writes on this, that means that the Rambam holds, if somebody made a bracha levatola, he gets Malkus. Because it's like a loisisa. So frek the Minchas Chinuch, so what happened in Temura? The whole Gemara in Temura is looking for what could be the Malkus, and it tries out Shem Shemayim. And the Gemara says that doesn't work because it's an essay, but what do you mean? It says in brachos that it's leisisa. So he blibes with the kasha.
One second, that's
well, the Gemara.
Why is brachos Shem Shemayim is leisisa?
Okay.
So he's doing it for a purpose, not a good purpose. It's not a shav.
Meaning what? So meaning in Temura, there can't be a loisa say.
Because it's not leisisa.
Because it's not Lashav. Why? Because what did he do over there?
That's like if he said it as a bracha, it'd be okay. It's not a nice thing. It's not a proper thing.
Wait, the Gemara was asking. No, the Gemara is asking a kasha. The Gemara said, how do you know that that's talking about Mikal Chaveroi? Maybe it's talking about a person who was Moitzi Shem Shemayim Vatala. So the Gemara says, no, then why would he get Malkus? There wouldn't be a lot. So, for example, why wouldn't it be? It says in brachas that it's Loisisa.
Yeah, so maybe
but one second. First, the two things. First of all, if a person does loisisa, he does get malchus, even though
because it's hakim esfasa by shvua. We say.
Well, it's not because hakim esfasa is really a ma'isa. The Gemara says because we have a limud. We have a limud. It's an exception. Because it says ki lo yenaka Hashem es asher yisa habezin shalmata malki.
So anything that's
included, the anything should be included.
Right, even something
that's included. That's his kasha. So if they answer this kasha, we have to know what Rabbi Kiva Eger. We have to know Rabbi Kiva Eger. He says the answer. He says that a person's writing to him. He says, I have a very good idea in case a person isn't sure about a bracha. So there's always a problem, like a suffix bracha. Says, my idea is just say like a different name for Hashem. I think the person tried a different language. Say it in English, like Baruch Atah, say Hashem's name in English, or maybe he says say a kinui like Rachum or Hanun. And it says in the Rambam that if you say that, you're not over on Es Hashem al Kechatira. So now, and it also says in the Rambam that it's good for a bracha. So Mimela, You'll chaparain everything. You can't get an aver because it's not as a shayel kachadira, but it is good for a bracha.
This is the shayel.
The shayel saying this eitzah to Rabbi Kveger. So Rabbi Kveger is pretty sharp with it. He says you're totally, totally mixed up. You're mikol v'kol. You had it all wrong. He says there's two zachen. There's the essay of as a shayel kachadira. That part you got right. That if you say a kinui, or you say a different language, you don't get Es Hashem L'Kechatir. There's a different thing, loisisa. Loisisa is if a person either swore with Hashem's name in it, or he made a bracha with Hashem's name in it for nothing. That's a bigger avera. That's a loisa say. Why? Because like you're using Hashem's name to like be a shtempel on shav, like you're taking Hashem's name and like guaranteeing a false oath, or you're taking Hashem's name and making a bracha which is a nothing bracha, and it says befeirs in the Rambam that if a person swore a shvua lashav with a different country, a different language, or with a rachum, he's over on loisisa Hashem Hashem lekach lashav. So memela the same thing. If a person says a bracha levatala in English, or if he says it with a kinu, he's going to get the lav anyway.
So by klala too.
So by klala, does he get loisisa?
Yeah, should
be. I don't know. I don't. But anyways, on a klala, I hear. Okay, but that wouldn't make any trouble if that would be true, even because that's the case of the pasuk there. But in other words, so the pshat is, or the Gemara said the pasuk means he did klala. So the Gemara says, how do you know? Maybe it means he did Moitzi Shem Shemayim Vatala. So the Gemara says, no, that's just an essay. You can't get Malkus. That's true. If you just say Hashem Shemayim Vatala, if you just say Hashem's name for no reason, it's taka, only an essay. There's no Malkus. But if a person says a bracha levatala, that's worse, and then it's even a lav, and possibly even Malkus. Okay? So that's step one. Now, after we heard that Rabbi Kmeiger, there's two things. If it's a bracha levatala, then it's loisisa. If it's a shem shemayim levatala, then it's a esev as Hashem lekechatir. Okay, now let's go a little further on. It says in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Chanukah, that by Ala Nisim, we know it's not, we say it in davening and benching, but it's not ma'akiv, and if you skipped it, it's still, the davening and benching is good. But it says in Shulchan Aruch, but if you taka remembered before you got to the word Hashem, in other words, you're up to Baruch Atah Hashem Atoiv Shimcha Olchon Elohedis, or if you're benching, you're up to Baruch Atah, and you didn't say Hashem, go back and say it. But once you said the word Hashem, it's too late. So the question is, you mean by Elokai Nitzor, the Ramah writes that there's an Indian to, or an benching, you say it by Harachamon. Yeah. It's not like your mamish guy, it's whatever, it's better than nothing. Okay, so now the question is,
I like better.
It is better, yeah. So we all do. Yeah. This question is like this: what's so good about if he didn't say the word Hashem, but he already said anyways, "Va'alakol Hashem Elokeinu, Anachnu Meidim Lach." So I mean, if you're ready to do those two, so what's so bad if you said another one? So if you said Baruch Atah Hashem, three.
You can say the Al-Nisim after that.
But he says Chayzer. Shulchan Aruch says Chayzer. He doesn't say it over there. He doesn't say Oymer Bimkayim. He says Chayzer. Go back. And then you're going to say I'll call again. So if you could say I'll call again, so why can't you do it if you said Hashem's name also?
Right.
Or even in Shemoneh Esrei, it's a little shaila because you said Hakel Yeshua Seinu, and Kel is one of the seven names. So why that one's over the other one? So this is my own shot that I'm being matzia. I look to try to find. I don't know. I can't find anybody talking about it, like to give a shot in the din. I mean, I saw the din. It's the Torah, and then it's in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. I looked in the back and the front. Nobody says pshat.
That's not considered maybe levatola. If you're fixing it in the oifen that Chazal said to go back. That's not called.
Okay, so then why can't you do it even if you said Hashem too?
What's the difference?
That's what I want to say. The pshat's like this. I want to say like this. If a person davens something and it makes sense and he was supposed to say it, you can't say he's not as Hashem lekechatira for that. In other words, I said Va'al Hakol Hashem Elokeinu Anachnu Moedim Lachu Mevorchim Oisach. So good, right? I'm saying very good. It's kosher benching and everything, and right. And now let's say I go back. Do I get an Issur Deraisa of as Hashem lekechatira for that? So I want to tie it. No, because you said good benching. So there's no problem in your Es Hashem Lekechatira. So Memela, that's why it says that even if I said Va'alakol Hashem Lekechatira Achnu Moedim Loch, go back. Why? You didn't do any Avera. I didn't do any Avera yet because I said a good Tefillah, which makes sense, and now I'll say another time. That's not a problem.
It's not
felt in Tira in fearing Hashem.
So Chazal repeats words.
Oh, one second. If the person has in mind to do it for no reason, that's a lack of your Shammai. He says it. I hear. Okay, that's not too much of your Shammai. In other words, it's like. I think one of the Rishonim says, why does Hashem Lekechatira mean that you shouldn't say Hashem's name for nothing? Because if there would be a king, you wouldn't fool around with his name. Right? So it's no Moira. But here, if the person said benching, he's saying a shvach, and he's saying it for the right reason, and it's not, in other words, we're not talking about a person who just said the bracha, and then he's saying it for no reason again, that's felt in the yireh. Here he's supposed to be benching, and he's doing the din, and he's benching, it's kosher benching. So the Meila, once he did everything kosher, if he goes back, he's not over as Hashem
l'kechatir. Are we going to say that by Baal Kori, when he says Hashem, 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 and he made a mistake in the pasuk, he has to finish the pasuk and then
we say he should finish the pasuk, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you say finish the pasuk and then go back. You never go back.
You're saying, so what would happen if he didn't finish the pasuk? It should come out that, according to what I'm saying, it shouldn't be a problem. In a chenam, I think
they tell you because
in the Chai Adam he writes that. I think I'm not saying lemaisa because I read it quick. I wasn't really looking. I think he said that if you were in the middle of pasuk, you're allowed to start over from the beginning, right then in the middle. But look inside before. I think that's what he writes in Siman Hey. Chai Adam says something, but I'm not clear.
This is the wrong pasuk. You're not saying the pasuk then. Said the wrong word, you're not saying the
puzzle.
So what's the point
to finish it? You're saying if you messed it up so bad that even if you finish, you didn't finish.
You have to go back in English, so it's not the same puzzle.
There's no point. You won't gain anything.
You jump on you, so then
right, that's not Makkah Bechlau. You don't have to go back at all. Okay, so anyway,
second time better than book chance.
One second. If the only issue is the essay of Asa Shem Lekechatira, so I'm saying that if the person said the first time Al Pi Din, he did everything according to Halacha, and then he backs out of it and starts again, he will not be over the rice of Asa Shem Lekechatira, because what he had said was said Beira. That's called that he said it Beira.
He couldn't come to Matzah to say the second time by going back
to true. So the second time, he will have to say it again. He's going to have to say it again, because since he went back, he has to say it again. So the second thing will also be called Beira, because he has to. Since he went back, he's Mukhiv to say it again. So the first one he said, Al Pidin, and the second one he said, Al Pidin, it's fine. But that's all Ligabi Es Hashem Elkechatira. But when it comes to Loisisa, then even if you said it Al Pidin, if you said something which is totally al pi din, a bracha, but it turned out at the end that it was for nothing, it's a lav. And then I could bring a lot of rayas from the achrayim. I don't have a raya from the rishayim, but lemoshel. There's a famous question from the Chavis Yair. He says that if a person did hafrashas chala, and he made a bracha and everything, and then there's certain cases in Shulchan Aruch where it advises you to do ataras nedarim on it. He says, I don't hold you should do it, because then you're going to get a bracha levatala. So everyone says, no, that's different. Okay, whatever, ataras nedarim is not mamish, nothing. But in other words, it doesn't help the fact that when you said it, it was al pi din, because it's a different concept. It's not a concept of not having yira for Hashem. It's not like the essay of Es Hashem l'kechatir, that you didn't have yira because you're just like fooling around with Hashem's name. It's a lot. You may not use Hashem's name for nothing. I don't care if you have the best intentions and you had years Shemaim and everything, but Lamaise, you can't have Hashem's name for nothing. So Memela, once you said Baruch Atah Hashem, then even though I wouldn't say it's a kosher bracha yet, because you didn't say Al Eretz V'Al HaMazon, but it's a bracha already. It's enough to be a problem of the lav of Loisisa already. So there, you're stuck. Then you can't go back anymore. Because then you're getting into Loisisa already. Okay, that might be a pshat. That might be a pshat in the din of the Torah, in the Shulchan Aruch, perhaps.
I heard somebody made book on Gilas Doim before watching for Latin. Whatever reason, that doesn't go through reading the Latin.
Right. There it's a ritva, it's not. But there's a reason why. You know why? Because he did the mitzvah.
He washed his hands.
He washed his hands, and that's the mitzvah. And he made a bracha on it. That's why it's okay over there. That's what the ritva says. It's not levatala at all. Washing isn't on bread. It's on mitar your hands. He's mitar his hands. It's fine.
Does it make it worse that it's in a formula that Chazal was sacking for a bracha? has magic to it. This bracha has magic. Those that's words have magic.
That's basically, it's a bracha. Right. It's doing something. It's like a shvua or a bracha. That's worse. That's what makes it the laugh. But even if it's a puzzle bracha, it's still enough for the laugh, because it's still enough words to be. Okay, so now after we got all that straight, now let's go back again to this person. Let's say this person says, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu. Right? And then tell him, you're a chazan, it's loud. Right? So he wants to start over. So in my cheshbin, it comes out, he will not get the Avir Vas Hashem like a chatira, because it's nothing wrong. He did b'moira. He's mamish. He did it b'moira. He did it apidin. There's nothing wrong with what he did. What's the only thing? It might be the lav of leisisa, because even though it's a pasul bracha, but once you say baruch ata Hashem, it might already be a bracha. I'm not sure, because in the case of the benching, he said a whole long bracha, and he's already at the end, Baruch Ata Hashem. So that's like a shtickle more of a bracha. Here it's a little weaker.
One is the
chasid. That's what I'm saying. Right. So I'm not sure, but I think what we're dealing with, it might be enough to be over loisisa still. But so, okay, let's say we're dealing with loisisa. Now, let's go to stage two. Is loisisa, that whole gemar of loisisa, is it a deraisa or the rabbana? When a person makes a bracha levatol, it says in brachas, lamed gimel, he's over loisisa. Is that real, deraisa, or not? So it's very well known that the Rambam that we read earlier sounded deraisa. And there's a tshuva where it says black and white in the tshuva sarambam, tshuva kufdalid, over loisisa mida eraisa. Okay? But all the other Rishonim Kimat say it's drabonim. Taisvis and the Ritva and the Rosh and the Rajba and everybody else says it's drabonim. Okay? And it's brought in Mishnah Brura in Reish Tesvav. He doesn't bring all the names. I got even more names from Avad Yosef, who brought down every single Rishon that there is, what they hold. And all the ones who counted up also and counted up that most of them are drabonim. But there is that machlekes, and in the Mishnah Berurah and Reish Tesvav, he brings both opinions. Deraisa, derabanan. And there's even a machlekes that some achrayim say it's so muchach that it's derabanan that couldn't be the Rambam even meant it was deraisa. And he must have meant it's like a smach deraisa. He didn't really mean it. It's a strong.
She's
right, yeah, saying how chomer it is, but but the Mishnah Brewer goes with the Magen Avraham that the Rambam really meant it's deraisa. Okay, now that we have that straight, now let's get to Kavod HaBrius. Kavod HaBrius is Mater Adurabonon. Kavod HaBrius is Mater Adurabonon. A person is even allowed to do Adurabonon, be a dime. Out covered a brius. What are the gemaras? There's three gemaras. There's one if a person's talus, right, got ripped in Recarmelis on Shabbos, he's allowed to keep on walking even though he's doing carrying, because it's covered a brius. There's the gemara in Shabbos that if a person needs, in those days, use avonim for kinuach and the Beis HaKisei, and they're mukta dik avonim, he could carry them. And you have another gemara over there that if somebody died and it's a kavod HaBrius situation, that it's going to be a bizoin for that person. You could even carry him out into the Carmelis on Shabbos. So the Rabbanan and the Lashon HaRambam is Isur Midivreim Mutter B'Makom Kavod HaBrius. Okay. So now the issue is over here. So could we say that since Roiv Poiskim say that that loisisa is only a drabbanon, so, and he's embarrassed, so is that a heter on kavod HaBrius? Can we matter him since he's embarrassed to be over on loisisa because he's embarrassed? That's as simple as that. That's the question. Or do we say
every fact that a person made a mistake necessarily called an embarrassment?
No, meaning it's true. It's true. I don't have any raya that I don't know if my question is valid at all. Maybe. The closest one that I had was, how would you tell me like a good svara in the difference? In the case of the Mishnah Berurah, he said, they have the chazan, has to go to the bathroom, so it's embarrassing for him to leave, right, and have somebody else, so that's covered abrius. Now, how would you tell me that this is not, in other words, here also, he would have to not be the chazan. You have to get a different chazan.
It is a different kind of embarrassment.
Meaning?
Because
Pashit, because of that.
Because
he has to go out for that reason.
Yeah,
I hear. Okay.
Going without clothing.
it's embarrassing that he has to go for that reason. I hear. So it could be that the whole shaila is shtusim.
People should think
that
Malach is not
paro.
Yeah.
No, but I guess that people should know that he's going out for that reason. Right.
That's human nature to be embarrassed about.
No, but the cases of tomorrow are not are much more than that.
That's the point.
It's
that's what you're saying. It's on that level.
That's
the question. It's his decision.
That's the question.
But not to that. It's not just going the fact that you have to go
to
that.
No, the whole Indian.
You had to leave.
Anything have to do with that? And people, right. All right, well, here's another example in Mishnah Berurah, all right, to sit in shul without a talis, right, is called the ganai. Just not to be, if let's say my talis is puzzle, so I'm going to have to sit in shul, everyone else has a talis and I don't, is also covered abrius. Okay, I don't know how to weigh these things. I have no idea.
Each one of those cases,
physical embarrassment.
That's physically showing up as
case here, I see. I mean, it's just because somebody else will have to be the shots.
Yeah.
It's not.
It is embarrassing to forget something in front of everybody.
And then another chazan stands up there. He'll be embarrassed.
Be replaced.
There's no question. He'll be embarrassed.
Let's say you
the question just is if it's.
And you don't know what to say. You can't speak. That's a very embarrassing.
It is embarrassing.
Get your lines.
It is embarrassing. There's no question. Hakol moedim, hakol vakol moedim, that he's going to be embarrassed. They're going to send up another chazan. Right, and he's going to be standing there by the Amid, quiet. And they're going to have another chazan. It's bizyonis, and people will remember it. That's no shayla. The shayla is if it goes in, what goes in? I'll give you a good line from the Goyin. The Goyin says on the din, let's say there's a din that if a person has to be mafiach, he's supposed to walk 4 amos away from his spot and say yiratzin, and then he goes back. So some paiskim, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch. That this is only bichidus, but if he's in shul, it's bizyonis, so it's covered a bris, he doesn't have to go back. And the Gra writes on that, which is, he's really saying it from the Trumas Hadashin. No, we can't say that. What's the Lashin? I wrote down the Lashin somewhere here. What page am I? Here. Koshe hadover me'oid levadois chilukim min hadas she'enam afilu remuzim batalmud.
Who said that?
Bruh. It's very hard to make up by ourselves that this is covered abris, this is covered, that's just a good general, it's hard to know.
Well,
so,
first of all, part of it should be probably more of a halacha anyway. In other words, when everyone's wearing a hat and everyone's wearing a certain clothing,
right?
So that's the way people go in the street.
Right.
No one wears. You know what I mean?
Right. That's for sure. It changes by what they do.
That's
for sure.
But everything that we go through is really, we have a right to be embarrassed about. We are b'nei adam. We make mistakes. Who says that everything that we
I hear
do, that we
right
do,
like no one ever said that if right that if a, that if a, I hear
general,
kids are okay the bottom line is it's true. I don't know if my Shiloh has any yodaim v'raglaim. Even though Avada will be embarrassed, I don't know if that counts for covered abris at all. But anyways, I want to bring a raya brewer anyways that you can't do. So I
maybe covered abris is like marasayan. You'd know how to make up a wrong marasayan. You'll know how to make up a wrong covered abris. That's fair.
Okay, but the thing is, you see that they that some the rishonim did. Some rishonim said that lisat. Okay, so anyways, my raya brura is that it says black on white in the Be'er Halacha. That's finally get the Be'er Halacha says. That even though I matter when it's more than 72 minutes, but that's because it's only Isser Bata Shakt. But if it's less than 72 minutes, there his Manasseh is puzzled and he's going to have loisisa. And then there's no heter anymore. I'm not giving a heter of Kavod HaBrius. He doesn't go into it. He just writes, it's loisisa. So you have to know what he had in mind there. But he says, I can't matter loisisa. Then he said, his only tzad lehakel, he said, no, but maybe the way we'll work it is like this. We'll say that since Kavod HaBrius could take off the loisisa shaktu, so if it will take off the loisisa shaktu, then it won't be a bracha levatala anymore. So maybe you could go like that, and it won't end up being a problem of loisisa. But he never says, loisisa, that's it. So Memela, either the reason why he's so machmer on loisisa, how does he know? Either it's because he holds that we have to worry about the Rambam, that loisisa is deraisa. Either that's what he means. Or he just means that's very chomer, loisisa is very chomer, and it's like a deraisa, and everybody. But whatever it is, he's not ready to matter loisisa. Okay, so therefore, what it seems to me is that according to the Mishnah Brura, we cannot get any heter for this person to start over again out loud. I'll cover the breeze. That's my maskana from the whole thing. Now, after that, I was mechapis in more svarim, and I saw that Rav Avadya Yosef has a tshuva about a case which was a serious kavod habrius problem. Maybe people have heard of this case. There was a lady wasn't from, and she was mezana, right? And then she did a hapala, you know, she wasn't from. She killed the kid. And then she became from and everything, got married, and she didn't tell the first guy anything, the husband anything. And they had a pidgin ben, yeah? And the husband's all real happy. Pidgin ben, right? Okay. So she went to her rav. She said, what should I do now? So the Rav asked Rav Avadya. Okay? So Rav Avadya writes, this is in Chelek Ches, Yoyredeya Simen Lamed Beis. He said, he's going to do two brachas. There's two brachas of Atola for the husband. Shachianu and what he calls. So he said, he writes a whole long thing. I'll get back to the whole long thing in a minute. But then he doesn't come out with any heter. Then he goes, what's the novel of Brachel Vatala? All the Rishayim, all the Achrayim, everything. Comes out, Rav holds its Drabonon. Nu, Kavod HaBrius is Doiche Drabonon. He could say the Brach. Don't say anything. Okay?
And how do we know Kavod HaBrius is then?
Kavod, the Rambam says, Kavod HaBrius is Mutter Lassus Easter Dibrayim.
From
V? We're from three Gemaras. The Gemaras. The Gemara says, Muktzah, you can move for those Gemaras.
Does he
break
down
Rav Kivi Eiger
and the difference between Loisisa?
No, he doesn't go into that. He just goes straight to Loisisa.
And he says,
Rav, almost everybody holds Loisisa as a Darabanan. And Memele, you can do it.
She was a
Baal Shuva.
So make a log, maybe, and say, essentially, just discovered she's a Baal lady.
Oh, so then he says, I found a tshuva later from the Maharshag on this exact case, word for word, the same exact case. And the Maharshag also said, let it go. Yeah, and he says, try to tell him Baal lady. Oh. See if that works. If you could get away with saying that I might be a Baal Shuva, so we can't make a bracha. Nerds, you know, like say something like that. Try your best. But the thing is like this. Lamaisa, all the other tshuvas, including the Marshag, they were mattering it with a tziruf. And you see from all of them, they didn't matter it just because of the loisisa. It sounds like they also went with the Mishnah Brura. What's the tziruf? The tziruf is that there's a big schmooze about another person who sees someone else doing the Aveira. If when I just let it go, I'm b'sheva al tasa. Is that not, and the din is Kavod HaBrius is good doicha even a deraisa by Sheval Tas. So how do you look at
the husband,
he's out of the shayla. The shayla's on the rav and her. They know. He doesn't know. So the Kavod HaBrius issue is, should I speak up or be Sheva Al Tase? So how do you look at that? Is it, if it's called the Sheva Al Tase, then even if it's a Deraisa, there's Kavod HaBrius. Or do you say, but since the person doing the Avera is doing it Bekum Vaseh, so that's called Kum Vaseh, I have to speak up.
So I don't have to tell you you were in Shaka's Deraisa.
Oh, that's the case of the Machlekes Rishayim. The Rosh says, the Rosh Paskins, that if I see someone wearing Shatnez Deraisa walking down the street, I don't have to say a word to him.
Why?
Because I'm Sheva Al Tase. I'm just sitting there, and I'm not saying. So Sheva Al Tase is mutter even by Deraisa. And the Rambam says, Yikpoitzalav Yikreenu Mimenu. Yeah? That's one case of the Machlekes. And then the Machlekes comes also, a coin is not wearing clothing, and he doesn't know, he's going to bed, going to sleep, and he doesn't know the mace died in the building. So, do I have to tell the Kohen? It's the same Machlekes. Same Machlekes. So the Shulchan Aruch writes the Rambam, and the Rama writes the Rosh. Okay? So Memela...
The Kohen does find out that he has to leave the building to naked?
Yes.
Sure.
Then he has to leave it naked, yeah. But also, it's oy bazoy that all these paiskim say it's a tziruf. The heter is, since the husband himself, he doesn't know in that case. And the whole thing is, I'm going to tell him, so according to the Rosh Hashanah, anyways, a heter. Because it's, even if it's a deraisa, it's a shabal tase. So that, and even though the Rambam holds not that way, but you could also say, Kavod HaBrius on Lesasri de Rabbanu.
But the Kavod HaBrius is not for the husband, it's for the wife.
True. Right, it's taka for the wife. Well, it doesn't matter, though.
I'm not telling the husband, so the woman will have Kavod HaBrius.
It's going to be embarrassing to him, too. Think about it.
Right, but it could,
I can't let... because I'm going to let you do an Isser. So Yenim doesn't have to, so you don't violate Yenim's...
He's married to
yeah.
Kavod HaBrius? Of course, he's embarrassed.
Yeah, because the Kavod HaBrius of the other person, I think that, because they talk about, let's say if it's Kavod HaBrius for me, I'll be embarrassed if I stop you. Even that they talk is a heter. Let's say I'm embarrassed. The Medea somehow will embarrass me if I Medea you. Also, in other words, it doesn't have to be the same person who's doing the Avera. Even if it's someone else, the Kavod HaBrius of him.
The original boils about you.
So what? You'll bear
the
same.
Knows about the
no. The story was that Shino and the Rub. That was the story. I think that they're talking. I'll look again, but I think they're talking about even cover beast of another person.
You let someone else violate an Isidore race to save someone else's cover beast.
In other words, I don't have. Okay. In other words, I'm. Right. No, we're talking about even the Raisa. Even the Raisa. Even the Raisa. In other words, I don't have to say anything. I'm going to be quiet. Because I want to save A from embarrassment at the expense of that B is going to do an Isser Deraisa. Because my thing is Sheva Al Tase.
If this guy was up there, nobody should have said anything.
So this person.
The Chazan.
Well, no one did grab it. Yeah, there's at least that much you're saying. That should be true. I shouldn't embarrass him. You're right. That's taka. I didn't think of that. It should come out that you have the same tzirah fear. Because if I'm going to tell him, if I'm going to say anything, and then you could have that tzirah, like you say. If that's called embarrassment. We don't know the aleph. I asked Rabbi Berger what he thinks. Did he think this is called Kavod HaBrius or not?
Hearing the bracha of
he didn't want to give me a clear answer.
Wait,
hearing bracha of batal is not an issur for you for Ezokah, Tashem HaKafa Tira? If you know someone's making a bracha of batal,
But here we're going, there's no Ezra Shalom Kechatira. It's just Loisisa, according to the way I'm making the Cheshbin. But you mean I'm causing him to do Loisisa? I'm causing someone to do Loisisa.
It's a violation for you.
Maybe it's a violation for me, I mean. I didn't think of that. Anyway, you want to say maybe it's a violation of, for me, it's a iser of asher shalakachatira on me if I let him do loisisa.
Right.
It's an iser. But that also, it's still sheval pase though. Right. It's still sheval pase because all I'm causing it by being.
I'm withholding. You're not saying.
So I hear that's a good point. That would be my. Okay, if this is okay, Bekitzer, we have to know if this is covered abrius. It might not be, the whole thing might be nothing. He told me, he said that he knows Rav Scheinberg used to hold things like this were covered abrius. He didn't have exact
were
case.
Were.
He said Rav Scheinberg was very into covered abrius. He held covered abrius as bizman hazeh. A lot of things are covered abrius, but he didn't have any exact, like, Tushtel.
How about this one case of Bas Tshuva by Ksuba Mondel Messiah? She tells.
All right, that's a diff.
Then she doesn't get the Messiah.
That's true.
So if you
that's a whole other schmooze.
Still, we
Yeah, but there, what you do is no problem. Usually you tell him before. You tell the chassan before. That's really a shayla. You should know. It's a whole. Really, you should know that I know that a few of the big paiskim say you don't even have to tell him. If he'll never find out, you don't have to tell him. We once talked about it a different week, if you remember. You don't even have to tell him.
But if you're not sure if it's covered up breeze, is it like it's a something
covered up breeze? I didn't go into it. There is raid on that by something covered up breeze. He's saying, "Well, if we're not sure, we're not sure. I don't think it gets there. You got to get a little higher up before it's called
a suffix.
Before it's called a suffix.
No, I'm saying sprinkle the rice on the chumrah.
It should be. If you're not sure, then you don't have the heter of covered abrius. So you still have a suffix the rice. So that's answer. Right. Yeah, that sounds right. Okay, so what are we coming out of this whole thing here? We're coming out like this, that." That person himself is usur to be saimachanis, because the Mishnah Berurah says befeirsh loisusur is too chomer to be doicha because of kavanah brius. I'm sorry, loisisa, and all those paiskim that he brought there also seem to say that they only want to do a bit serif that I shouldn't say anything because then I'm a sheval tas. But we're clearing, so that maybe at least I shouldn't say anything.
So no one
but we're not sure if the whole thing is covered up breeze.
So no one should have done nu-nu-nu.
The people who did nu-nu-nu there, they didn't realize anything. They didn't know what...
No.
Now, I just want to add in one case where you see the same thing. What is the din if the rav of the shul forgot a day sfir salimer? Yeah? And now he says every day. Okay? So what do you do?
We had that.
But even that is a machlekes if that works. That is what he should do. But in the Sheyar Alevi was asked this question, and he wrote like this. He wrote, "We're dealing here with kavod abrius, kavod atayra," and he says it's also kavod atzibur. I guess it's a shtickle bizon for the tzibur if the rav isn't. So he says because of all that. He could be soimich on the sheetis that skipping a day you can continue. You know, it's a machlekes anyways. That's what he wrote. So he says in a later tshuva, he says, but it says in the prichadosh that if they have a shul with a shatz kavua, that he's every day the shatz, they have like, you know, certain shuls, like, you know, in Breuer's and these places, they have like, and he forgot. Zokter Prichadosh, too bad. He can't do Sfir Saimer. And he says, and it doesn't even help if he's mighty, somebody else can't. He says, so it's Shver on me. So he says, no, it's not Shver, it's the Stims. I said, only if it's three things. Kavod HaTorah, Kavod HaTzibur, and Kavod HaBrius. But just for less than that, that's in those three, in a Hanami. So what do you see over there? That the same thing like the Mishnah Berurah again, right? No heter of kavod abrius even on a chashash loisisa. Because there's many that say that he can keep on counting. And he's embarrassed. He's for sure embarrassed. He's the shots every day. And still for loisisa. So that's the klal ha'oila from all the... I didn't find any single shita that was ready to matter loisisa for kavod abrius.
Otherwise, okay. So what happened at the end?
At the end, the bacher just started again.
Somebody should have jumped.
He didn't know. He didn't know the din. He got started again.
So that's the
only problem is I don't know who's the bacher, so I better be careful not to say it anyway.
That Shiloh is brought down.
Somebody should have said, put him in harem, take him right out of harem. Right?
From
that Gemara.
From this Gemara.
Yeah. That's what we should have done.
When we were in yeshiva, at least three people in this room were present when this happened. You know, you saw someone who lives in town, who's a Mishkosh Vadmod, came out there, and a certain pair of kind of socks was shot in his Doraisa.
Yeah.
And he, in Beis Medrash, took off his shoes, took off his socks, and walked out of there.
Well, that's not scientific.
That's what he should do.
That's what he did.
With Rabbi Kibager,
I heard about it right
after Rabbi
Kibager. I didn't see it happen. I heard about it right after.
I see it in my mind still.
Oh, yeah?
I see it happen.
That was the rice.
Shout out to the rice. Yeah.
That Shiloh you mentioned, by the road, it's brought down in meters and bubbles.
Louis.
Well, because the mice can't count now.
Because I know the
Kaddish.
Thank you.
Yes.